Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and this show is sponsored by Audible, who is happy to give you a free download of an audiobook of your choice. And this is a wonderful opportunity because today's topic is all about astrology, and they have some great astrology books that you can download and listen to for free. So I want to put that on your radar before you dash out the door for any summer holidays or vacation plans coming up. Today we're going to look at the summer forecast of astrology energies. We're going to do a quick review of the big astrological events and shifts and changes as they are coming up on the horizon. And I invite you to grab your astrology chart, because what I'm going to do is give you a brief synopsis of how these energies could be showing up for you. I'm going to specifically look at Jupiter in Leo and Mars in Scorpio. So if you have time right now, you want to download or grab your natal astrology chart. And if you don't have it handy right now, you can always come back and listen to this show later. But you'll get the most out of this program and out of your summer when you know how these energies are going to show up for you and move you forward. Hopefully bust you through any ruts that you've felt you've been in since December, and how it's going to expand you, expand your inspirations, your courage, your creativity, your desire to shine. Big stuff. It's encouraging. And I know that many of you are looking for that encouraging information. So we're going to cover a lot of good stuff in today's show. Now, what I like to do is make sure that we are consciously connected to ourselves at the beginning of each of these shows. So I invite you to just tap into your lungs at this time. Feel yourself breathing with a very calm presence, a very loose and relaxed presence. Just feel your lungs right now. And the reason why we need to do this is because our lives are busy. There's so much going on. There's a lot in our minds. There's a lot we want to do, or we feel we need to do. But mostly we need to just return to ourselves, return to our own presence, and to know what that feels like. And when we do that with a conscious connection, we relax, we can release, we can feel grace and be at ease with life and how life flows through us. So I invite you to just take some deep conscious breaths and feel your lungs expand. Feel how the breath moves through your whole body. And know that right now, at this very moment in time, wherever you are in your life, whatever is on your mind, You are loved, you are seen, and you are taken care of. And it's a wonderful time to be here. Now, one of the reasons I love sharing astrology information with you is because it connects us to bigger cycles. And I know that lately there have been some challenging cycles, some disheartening cycles. You might have felt defeated or doubt or challenged. You might have felt a variety of emotions come up in the past 6 months, even to a year. And I want you to know that it's all been divine. It's all been for your best and highest growth. It's all been designed to take you further. I know that when you're in it, it doesn't feel that way, but the next, and it's going to come up and come through and come strong, and it's going to be powerful. So we've been clearing out a lot, and for some of you, I know that the clearing out could feel relentless, tireless, never-ending. It's clearing out stuff that you're done with. It's making space. It's removing. And most of that has been energetics, because everything is energy, but it's the energetics of your mind, of your emotions, of your unconscious patterns. And it's meant to connect you with how powerful you are and how you have the ability to make a new choice at any time in the best possible ways for you. So this new cycle is going to be felt the middle of July, end of July, into August, and throughout the rest of 2014. And it's going to have different phases, as all cycles do, and different opportunities. But it's also going to provide a bigger understanding of what you've been experiencing and going through. You're going to have more aha moments. You're going to see, oh, that's what that was about. That's why I had to let those people go. That's why I had to be strong in my emotions. That's why I had to upgrade my thought process in that situation. You're going to see things in a whole new light. I feel that so strongly for many of you. So what we're going to do is look at how these new phases of the cycles are going to come through. And the first cycle I want to start with is Jupiter in Leo. Jupiter is going to enter Leo on July 16th and stay there until next August 15th, 2015. When Jupiter goes into Leo, it's going to activate strength, creativity, courage, heart-centered energy. It's going to inspire you to express yourself. And this is exciting because Jupiter in Leo hasn't happened since, what would it be, 2002. Jupiter takes a full year to move through each sign, and so it enters each sign every 12 years. Jupiter entering Leo is meant to take us out of the emotional cave that Jupiter in Cancer has been bringing up. Now, Jupiter in Cancer has been active since last June, 2013, and Jupiter in Cancer is actually, when Jupiter is in Cancer, it's called being in exalted, stumbling over my words, meaning it's a nice fit, it's a good combination. Jupiter in Cancer works well together. It inspires growth. It opens us up to ourselves. We feel more, we sense more. It makes our emotional lives bigger. However, as with every astrological sign, there is a continuum of energies. And so Jupiter in Cancer perhaps has made you feel more vulnerable or subjective, perhaps made you feel more defensive or uncertain. But it's also been an amazing time to grow in your emotional maturity, to know yourself, to return to your sacred space, to love the gift of your intuition. There's been a lot of trusting required. Raise your hand if you felt like you've been trusting to the max over the past year or so. Now, what happens is that Jupiter moves into Leo, and it's a completely different energy because Leo's a fire sign. It's action. It's inspiration. It wants to get out there into the world and say, these are my gifts, and I am sharing it proudly and confidently. Now, regardless of your astrological chart, we all have every astrological sign within us. It's just that in this lifetime, you have chosen to emphasize some energies over others. And so the Jupiter and Leo energy will affect you. It will just be specific to who you are in your energy signatures. So even if you know your astrology chart and you're saying, oh, well, I don't have any Leo signs, well, you're still going to feel this insurgence of creativity, of inspiration, of ideas, of what you can do and share and put into the world. Now, as I said, as with all astrological energies, there is a continuum, a full spectrum of ways that the energies can be shared and be expressed. Now, the higher expressions of Leo are about shining your creativity, about being inspired and to look at what can I make? What can I create? It could be as simple as doing something fun and snazzy in your house. It can be taking new art classes. It can be baking and cooking and doing something that expresses your unique take on something. Leo energy likes to stand strong in itself. And it wants to put its best self forward. Leo is also a bit of a risk taker. It wants to try something new. Let's gamble on this idea. Let's go for it. And so you might have those desires that need to put yourself out there more. And that's exciting, my friends, because now is the time to look at everything you've learned on your journey and to bring it forward, bring it out. Now, the other thing to keep in mind are the lower expressions of Leo, because this is where we can see when someone is coming from a purely egoic place. Leo can be very narcissistic, competitive. It can think it knows what is best and that it is set on doing its way and only thinking of itself. Leo is a fixed fire sign. Fixed sign means it needs stability, reliability. What can I count on? But when you combine that with the fire element, which is inspiration, motivation, and action, it's the strength to see something through, the strength to make a commitment and keep it going. So it's, for example, having a creative project that you want to take out into the world and you just stick with it. You believe in it and you know that it is something worth sharing. Now, the other lower expressions of Leo can show up as being needing the attention, needing recognition. A Leo always wants to be thanked. They always want to feel appreciated. They always want you to acknowledge them. And so it can be this, it's like if you meet a Leo who has an unhealthy sense of self, they always need you to recognize them and say and tell them thank you. They always want to have appreciation coming their way. This is also the sign of a celebrity, of fame, of an actress. Leos can be great actresses. They can put on a show, and it depends on their intention, right? Because that can be a wonderful gift, and it can be an incredible, let's say, performance to observe, but it comes down to intention. And so a Leo can be an actress who's just trying to get something. It's actually associated with being a player. And Leo can be a player. It's like, I'm just in this for myself. I'm going to get what I can, and then I'm going to leave. So keep an eye out for these energies because they are going to be amplified. And it'll be interesting to observe how the fame game changes, how celebrities are affected by this Jupiter in Leo transit. Jupiter in Leo also emphasizes your inner child and your need to play. So keep an eye on those expressions in yourself. Do you feel a healthy sense of play? A healthy sense of, I'm going to go out into the world and just have fun. Let loose on the playground. Let my creative spirit fly. Or is your unhealthy child looking for attention? Look, is it an unhealed aspect of yourself that's looking for others to recognize it because it never had that recognition or love growing up? And that's where the unhealed inner child energy stems from. Leo has so much to share, has truly some wonderful intentions when it comes from its heart, because the Leo energy, when it comes from its heart, is very loving, open, kind. So keep those energies alive for yourself. And what I'm going to do here briefly is just go through how this energy can show up for you. I'm going to go through all 12 astrological houses really quickly so that you can pinpoint in your chart where this Jupiter and Leo expression is going to be felt the most. And then we're going to move on to the next astrological energies of the summer. So if Jupiter and Leo is moving across your ascendant or in your first house, this is amplifying your sense of self, who you are in the world, and what you want to share. You could feel a new insurgence of energy to know yourself better. Who am I? Where is my creative spark? What makes me feel proud about myself? If Jupiter in Leo is moving through your second house, this could be wonderful for finances, for money, and for a sense of self-value, a return to your self-worth and feeling really strong and confident in who you are. Jupiter in Leo, moving through the third house, is going to emphasize your need to communicate and to share your messages. It wants you to put something out there that is your own and that you feel proud about. Great for writing, speaking, teaching, communicating, anything where you are essentially on a stage of some sort and sharing. Jupiter in the fourth house is going to emphasize connecting with your home base and your inner world and feeling strong and proud in your feeling nature. This is connected to family. It can be connected to even great for real estate, for selling or buying a home. It's a nurturing power within your emotional space. Jupiter and Leo moving through the fifth house is going to give you an irresistible urge to express yourself, to have a creative outlet. Make that a priority. You'll need to have an artistic expression of some sort. This is also great for love, for finding love, for pleasure. It's great for sex. It's great for risk-taking. It's great for games and play and kids. Leo rules the fifth house. And so if you have Jupiter in Leo in your fifth house, it's going to emphasize all of those themes. Now, Jupiter in Leo in the sixth house is going to activate your need to be of service, to share more, to put something out into the world with pride and confidence, to take a look at your physical health, to feel in control of this part of your life. You might be inspired to create a new daily routine or healthy lifestyle. This also connects with pets, and it also connects with your daily work life, so the ways that you are of service to others. So you could have a fresh inspiration to volunteer or to have a new job that really that you really feel good about. Now we move into Jupiter in Leo in the seventh house, and this is all about relationships, cooperation, partnerships, commitments, negotiations, and contracts. And with Jupiter moving through your seventh house, you can have beneficial partnerships come through, some good contracts. It activates and emphasizes how you work with others. And so this is also great for love, relationships, dating. I feel a strong emphasis on the romantic nature of your life when Jupiter in Leo moves through the seventh house. Now we have then Jupiter in Leo in the eighth house. And the eighth house is where we have shared resources with other people. It's about passion and drive, sexuality, but it also includes such things as insurance and taxes and anything else that is merged with other people. And so Jupiter in Leo in the eighth house can bring you beneficial rewards and developments through other people. So if you share assets with somebody, perhaps you receive an unexpected donation or gift from them. Perhaps you have more financial support. You might need to take a risk of some sort, but likely it can pay off. It can be a worthwhile risk. So there's different ways that these energies can show up. These are just a few of the possibilities. Then we go into the ninth house. If Jupiter in Leo is going into your ninth house, you could have the desire to search for higher meaning. And you do that through many ways. Think of travel, long-distance travel, foreign cultures, adventure, internationalism. You search for something higher than yourself, bigger and broader. Jupiter in the ninth house is a wonderful combination of energies. And so you could be inspired to go big in some manner of your life, go big in your creativity, go big in what you share. This is great for publishing. It's great for the legal or law areas. It's great for higher education. And just there's so many ways this can show up, but it's all about feeling the inspiration to do something meaningful in a bigger way. Then we go into the 10th house, and Jupiter in Leo in the 10th house can be great for career, can be great for feeling a stronger purpose, feeling your new authority, and even wanting to share your gifts and give it back to the professional arena in some form. It's great for recognition. It's great for your role in a community. Jupiter in Leo can be wonderful for career opportunities and professional developments. Then we have Jupiter in Leo in the 11th house, and this 11th house rules group activities, friendships, social relationships, networking, connections. It also is connected to what you give back to humanity through nonprofits, charitable work, any kinds of services you offer back. And it's interesting because this is actually the the house associated with Aquarius, which is the opposite of Leo. And so it could be that within a group setting, you take the leadership role, or you shine, or you do something that makes a big impact on a group. This is where you have to make sure your intention is bigger than you, especially in this house, especially in the 11th house. And then we go into the 12th house, and the 12th house rules spirituality, your private life, metaphysics. It is where you can need to be in your own space more. It's like being behind closed doors, but in your own world. And so this is a great time for a private creative practice or a review of the last 12 years of your life and what you need to know or what you've learned about yourself in the last 12 years. It's also a time of closure. Anything in the 12th house is when you are removing, ending, completing so that a new start can begin at the ascendant, which is where the first house begins in an astrology chart. So the 12th house is usually when you need more alone time, and you can spend time creating whatever pulls at your heartstrings, whatever fits your energy. And then chances are when Jupiter goes across your ascendant, that's when you'll take it out into the world and take it forward and claim it as part of your self-identity. So I hope this gave you some insights on how Jupiter and Leo can show up for you. And remember, if you didn't have your chart, no problem. You can always come back and listen to this show again. As I mentioned, there are some really good books right now on Audible that you can get for free, which is why I'm sharing it with you. You can just download them for free and learn more about your astrology chart and what is going on for you right now. In fact, Susan Miller, the famous astrologer, has some audiobooks for each astrological sign, and it's all about reducing stress in your life. So you might find some good information there, and you might find some other good books, too, all about astrology for your soul and what your soul purpose is in this lifetime. So you can check out those downloads at audibletrial.com/Molly McCourt. So let's look at what's happening here. So we have the Jupiter in Leo energy, and that's one of the phases of energy that's coming through that is going to get you inspired about your life and inspired about your unique gifts. That happens on July 16th, and it stays until August of next year. I also want to point out that in the middle of July here, specifically July 21st, Saturn officially stations direct. What this means is that Saturn has been going backwards. Saturn has been retrograde for many months now. And you've probably heard of Mercury retrograde. Well, every planet has a retrograde phase. And with Saturn going retrograde, we've needed to review how we're using our power and authority in our lives. Saturn went retrograde the beginning of March. So since March, what have you been reviewing about responsibly using your power? Where have you given your power away? Where are you ready to claim it? Where do you need to be more responsible even with finances, with your connections to other people and what you share with them? Because Saturn has been in Scorpio, it has been requiring us to be more disciplined in our commitments of all kinds. So when Saturn goes direct, July 21st, it's going to help move those issues forward. And if you felt stuck in some way, if you felt that the burden has been heavier, that you've had to carry more responsibilities, or even that it's just been a tough road, it could start to move forward by the end of July. Now, about the same time, July 22nd, 21st, 22nd, is when Uranus in Aries is going to go retrograde. And like I said, every planet goes retrograde. In our world, we're picking up on all the Mercury retrograde phases, but every planet goes retrograde. And so when Uranus in Aries goes retrograde, we're going to be reevaluating who we are right now. What have you learned about your self-identity? What have you learned about who you're becoming? And my perspective is that these retrograde phases are gifts because they allow us to take a breather and reflect, reevaluate, reprioritize. I also feel that it's a reintegration period. So Uranus is in Aries is going to be retrograde until December, I believe. Just a second. I'm going to look up that date really quick here. But it's going to be retrograde for many months. And that's going to give us an opportunity to integrate who we are now, who we're becoming, what represents you now. And from a spiritual sense, evaluate your spiritual growth in the past year. And look at how you're doing things differently now. Look at all the changes you've experienced, whether internally, externally, or both. Because Uranus in Aries is all about independence and freedom and courage to be yourself. And so now we have to go inward to look at how we are using that energy for our best and highest good, and where we want to make a few more tweaks and changes. Now, I've got that date here for you. Uranus is retrograde until December 22nd. So a good 5 months to the day. And that's going to be great for, again, that reflecting and reevaluating who you are. Then as we move through the end of July, we have a very powerful new moon. And that new moon is on July 26th in Leo. So again, it emphasizes this Leo heart, courage, your creative spirit, your creative living. And as I just went through those 12 houses, you can pinpoint where that Leo new moon is going to be strong for you. And every new moon is about a new beginning. And what are your new intentions for yourself and expressing who you are? I love this energy for how it can, it feels like a download of new courage, of feeling good about you and everything you've learned about yourself up to this point and everything that makes up you and how you can share that with the right people and feel good about yourself. That's one of the good things, wonderful things about the Leo signature is that it can make you feel really strong and good about who you are. Now, the next wave of energy that's going to come in is also the end of July, and it's July 27th, and this is when Mars finally leaves Libra after 8 months and moves into Scorpio. Mars has been in Libra since last December. Do you remember December? I barely remember December. And what we've been evaluating with Mars in Libra has been our decision-making. We've been evaluating relationships. You could have felt stop and go and stop and go. Mars is not comfortable in Libra because Libra is a mental, cerebral sign, and Mars is action. It's primitive. It's survival. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's get things done. And Libra says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's weigh the pros and cons. Let's look at how everybody contributes or benefits. Libra wants to talk and negotiate, and Mars wants to take action. And so the two together have required us to evaluate relationships, evaluate what is the best action to take. This can show up as passive-aggressive. It can show up as unhealthy relationship patterns. It can show up as being complete with certain relationships that no longer support you. But it's required some thinking and analysis before making those decisions or charging ahead. Now, Mars is normally in a sign for only 2 months. And this time around, it's been in Libra for 8 months, and it's been a part of the cardinal grand square, cardinal grand cross, it's also a grand square, that was strong in April. So it's been interesting to look at how there's been so many dynamics in place, and yet it could have felt like you couldn't take the right action, or you didn't know which road to go, or you didn't know what to say, or how to move forward. But good news, because Mars is going to go into Scorpio July 27th and be in that sign for 2 months until September 13th. And with Mars in Scorpio, passion drives us. We say, this is what I'm choosing. This is what I need. This is my ambition. This is where I feel powerful. So wherever you felt yourself teeter-tottering, that's going to change. And you're going to lock in to a new feeling of power around your passion, around what emotionally grips you. Scorpio is intense. It's transformative. It's a sign that wants to connect with people. It wants to relate to others in a deeper way. And it's also an all-or-nothing sign. So that means that whatever you've learned about relationships and who is the right fit for you, you're probably going to have these all-or-nothing decisions that seem right and that you'll feel more certainty about. Scorpio is a fixed sign, just like Leo, but it operates very differently than Leo. Scorpio is behind the scenes. It likes to be a power player. It likes to be in charge. It likes to go deeper into the psychology of things. But it also wants information and everything to be reliable and to know what it can count on. So with the Mars in Scorpio, you are going to feel a drive to take actions that are connected with your power. You might feel a force within yourself. This does depend on your astrology chart, of course. It depends on how this energy works with you. And so what I'm describing are just some general overviews of the energy. But please know that things are going to move ahead towards the end of July. And we're going to be taking more steps away from that strong grand cross energy of April. And that's one of the reasons why the second half of this year is going to feel so different than the first half, because as Jupiter moves into Leo, it moves away from that cardinal grand cross. As Mars moves into Scorpio, it also moves away from that cardinal grand cross. So there's going to be some disbursement of energies that maybe have felt stuck. So then we move into August. And as we go into August, August always has a warmth to me. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's obviously summer. And in the Northern Hemisphere, it's winter. But I guess the warmth stems from the warmth of Leo energies, of acting from your heart, coming from that heart space, and choosing to make choices and live in your heart. As we go into August, it's such a great time to, I sound like a broken record, but the creative spirit is going to be strong, the desire to make something is going to be amplified, and it could even feel like there's some more opportunities that come through, some more developments that finally happen, some great things that are really right for you that you maybe didn't think would happen. That's what this is about. It's new hope. It's new faith and new trust is what I'm feeling so strongly as we go into August. There's going to be many planets in Leo. So like I described earlier, keep an eye out within yourself first about what your intentions are. Because if you, for example, have a lot that you've created and a lot that you want to share, you have to do that in the right way or else it comes across as narcissistic, right? But that's not usually what your intention is. But too much Leo energy is just too wrapped up in itself and how good it feels about itself to understand other people's perspectives. So what you want to do is make sure that you're offering and sharing from your heart, that you genuinely and sincerely are bringing out into the world your precious creations that have some value for other people, to make them feel good about their lives, to make them feel an activation in their heart as well. And it's great. It's also feeling like a love month. August feels like it has a strong love vibe, a pleasure vibe, a sex vibe. With the Jupiter in Leo, there could be a lot more pregnancies. There could be a lot more gambling. It'll be interesting to see what happens with, people wanting to take a risk in their life. And they could choose to do that by heading to a local casino. But there's other ways to take a gamble on yourself and to take a risk. So sit with that and just see what feels right for you. What is the best way for you to feel alive and open to yourself and what you can create as you move through August. Now, the other thing about August is that I feel that it has a vacation vibe as well. It's a great time to really enjoy the living. Enjoy what you have in your life. Take a load off. I know there's been a lot going on for so many of us this year. It's been an intense year. And this is going to be a time when you are ready to just have some fun. And this will be highlighted on August 10th, which is the Aquarius full moon. And it's a time to balance what you're creating and what you're sharing, because Aquarius is all about connecting with other people. Every full moon is a balance of opposite energies. And with the Leo and Aquarius full moon, you're balancing the energies of Leo, which is what you're creating, and the energies of Aquarius, which is giving back and sharing with a bigger community. Aquarius is wonderful with groups of collaboration, of community. It's wonderful to be connected to others. You know, we can't always go it alone. We have to have a supportive network. And yet, who are you within a community? What do you bring forward? What do you bring out of yourself to share with others? And so around August 10th, that full moon, you might feel this urge to be sharing with more people and to look at how you give back in some ways. Then towards the end of August, we have the Virgo New Moon, which is on August 25th. And this is always a time when we set new intentions around what we want to contribute and how we want to be of service to others. The Virgo New Moon is practical. It's reliable. It wants to improve. It wants to make things perfect. It wants to improve a system. It wants to make our lives better in a very responsible manner. So with that new moon on August 25th, it's a great time to look at where you can upgrade your healthy habits and your daily routine. This is also when we start the back-to-school craze. And so with the Virgo discernment, we choose our school supplies, we start winding up the summer, we put away the fun, and we return to responsibility. And so it's a great time to look at what stays and what goes. Because that Virgo practical discernment wants things to be useful, wants parts of our lives to support us so that we can support others. So as the summer winds down, as always here in the U.S., we return to that summer. The summer turns into back to school. I know that in other parts of the world, September can be the beginning of the new year, meaning it's known as that time when, okay, vacation is done and we go back to school, we go back to work, the party's over, and we return to being contributing citizens and to our employment responsibilities. So I feel that August is going to be great, great time for letting loose, having fun, the love vibe is strong. And then as we move into September, we come back to our daily lives and how to be healthier. When I look at September, I feel that we're going to want to really make our lives simpler. And so keep that in your let's say, like your roadmap, if you will, how you can make your life simple. What is excessive? What do you need to trim away and let go of? Where do you really truly need to stick with a new diet or make new healthy choices? Where does your body need more care and attention? September is a wonderful time to focus on these parts of your experience, of your daily life. And so in September, we're going to have the sun in Virgo, and then we're going to have Venus move into Virgo. Mercury will be in Virgo for a little bit and then move into Libra. The energy of September really feels like clearing out, cleaning away. It has that change of season vibes where you put away your summer clothes and prepare for the fall. You clear out closets. You clear out cabinets. You get rid of expired food. It's that kind of a feeling. You know, you're cleaning up. cleaning house. And it's also a time when you can have some realizations about what is complete in your life. But it comes from a place that is very purposeful. Whatever has served its purpose will be clearer to you in September, and you'll be ready to make those decisions and move forth. September I think it's such a lovely month because it has a lot of different, it has a lot of different vibes to it. It's an ending and preparing. And that is because of the upcoming fall equinox, which is on September 21st. But it's that sense of, okay, closing out, completing and ending so that the next phase can begin. And the Pisces full moon on September 8th and 9th is going to help show you where those completions are. Pisces is the last sign in the astrology wheel, and it is about completions, forgiveness, gratitude, compassion. Every full moon illuminates, and the Pisces full moon will illuminate what is complete and what no longer needed in your life so that you can clear it out and get ready for that new beginning and that new start. So here in the U.S., that's right after Labor Day, and it's a wonderful time to be open to change, to be open to what has fulfilled its purpose, and now you're ready for the next purpose, the next item, the next energy to call in that has a higher purpose for you. So as we move through the summer, you will have greater support with feeling confident in yourself, feeling a new sense of courage, a return to who you are, and a return to, this is what I'm here to share, this is what I'm here to offer, this is why I'm valuable, and I want to use it in ways that are valuable for others. Keep an eye on your intention and on your motivations. Keep an eye on why you're making certain choices and looking at what really serves you, what is really for your best and highest good. Because any time that you follow that heart energy within yourself, you're going to attract other people who are resonating at that same vibration. So for this summer, know that it's going to be a very different summer. It's going to continue to make you stronger on your journey and to open you up to more of your unique energy signature and what you're here to share. And all of that feels really exciting to me. If you have in your astrology chart fire signs, which are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, you're going to feel this Jupiter and Leo energy more strongly, and it's going to be welcomed. It's going to be very welcome because this is a supportive, expansive fire energy. And the last time Jupiter was in a fire sign was Jupiter in Aries, and that would have been in 2011, and it moved really quickly. It's fascinating. Jupiter in Aries moves really fast. It wasn't in that sign for a year, as is the case with most Jupiter transits. So it was a shortened period. Now you're going to be able to take some of those ideas further, any of those projects you started in 2011, anything that you wondered about, it's going to be time. So I'm very excited about this because we need more heart-based energy on the planet, and you are most definitely part of that energy source. So please know that we're going to ramp up here, and you're going to have more breakthroughs around anything you've been working with, anything you've been holding or wondering about. It's all going to help. It's going to help keep your intentions strong, keep your aspirations high, keep them positive, and keep going because many things are supporting you now that you can't even see. But it's important to know that it's there and that the universe is supporting you in amazing ways at this time. I hope you'll join me on next week's show, where I'm going to have a special guest. It's spiritual coach and author Jim Phillips is going to be here talking about his new book, which I just loved. I can't wait to share this book with you. And he's going to have some really important reminders and messages for you. So please take a listen to that show. We're going to be live on July 16th, and it's going to have some great valuable content in that show. Thank you for listening. It's been wonderful to connect with you here as always, and I wish you the very best as your journey continues to unfold. Namaste, my friends, and I will see you soon. Take good care.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment alive.